Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
You know, sometimes figuring out where to start with the show here in the morning is kind of like what T-shirt to pick out, what shirt to wear for the morning. Let's see, what shirt am I going to wear here? You know what? Let's grab the Montana Cold T-shirt. That's what I went with today. So what the heck? Just like picking out a T-shirt, what are we going to start the show with here this morning? Why don't we start the show here this morning with beautiful, clean Montana Cold? Let me scroll down here on my feed on X.com/Aaron Flint. Congressman Troy Downing posted this about 15 hours ago. Great write-up here at WesternMT.news, Western Montana News. Congressman Downing saying, quote, "It's time for Congress to flip the switch on onerous energy regulation." Tonight, meaning last night, the House is taking up my bill to roll back Biden's Miles City Field Office RMPA and unlock Montana coal production. I'll get to that Western Montana News story here in just a second, but now let's fast forward five more hours, take you to last night. Here's Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke. The House just passed our bill to overturn Biden's reckless Miles City plan. This D.C. plan would have done irreparable harm to Montana's economy and weakened our energy security if allowed to remain in place. Then he added this, proud to work with Representative Downing, Senator Daines, and Senator Sheehy to stop it. You know, if old flip-flop flat top was there, you know exactly how he would have voted, right? Of course, he would have voted against American energy. He would have voted against Montana energy. He would have voted against Montana workers. Just a friendly reminder, because you know that at some point, another old whistle zippers, all skippy zippy, another fake phony moderate is going to pop their head up and pretend to be not like the rest of the Democrats of today. And you know they're just going to be straight up faking it so they can try to claw their way back into some sort of elected federal office once again. All right, let me take you to that Western Montana news story here. Yeah, Montana congressman urges the overturn of the Powder River Basin coal leasing ban, unlocking 37.8 billion with a B, billion tons, and protecting millions in school funding. Did the teachers union hear that one? Did the teachers union? I'm going to do the, the Hulk Hogan where you wave your arm around and then you put it by your ear. You know, did you hear that one, teachers? Millions of dollars in school funding. So if you're getting dressed right now and you're one of these far left teachers union activists, if you're trying to figure out what shirt to wear to school today, you should get your hands on one of these beautiful clean coal Montana. It's an up top shirt, Butte, Montana zone. An up-top Montana coal shirt. You should get your hands on one of these coal shirts, because I'll tell you what, you know, if you like school funding, you should really love that beautiful clean coal just like the rest of us. So, hey, why not choose this shirt to start your morning just like I did? All right, Harriet Hageman weighed in as well. That audio next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some hazy sunshine and some areas of smoke through the day today. High temperature readings, meanwhile, stay up around 77 from Bozeman to Billings. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies as temperatures fall off to about 43 to 45. Wednesday breezy out of the north into tonight for Billings, east Wednesday breezy in the Bozeman area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Wednesday, the Congressional Gold Medal was awarded posthumously to the members of the Harlem Hellfighters, an all-black army regiment from New York, which spent 191 straight days on the front lines in France during World War I. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
They faced persistent persecution and discrimination in the ranks, but they swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries described the Hellfighters as patriots who loved America.
Even when America didn't show the same love to them.
Deborah Willett is the granddaughter of Hellfighters member Leander Willett.
They thought that they were making a difference, and today proves that they did.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth adding,
may we honor them forever, especially because they were not honored in their time.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. So this was part of this, I think it was actually a guest opinion column here from Congressman Troy Downing that was featured on the Western Montana News website here. He noted this, that the Eastern Montana Congressional District is home to part of the single largest coal deposit in the United States, the Powder River Basin. He adds this, bureaucratic overreach on the part of the Biden administration resulted in an outright ban on leasing in the Powder River Basin through the Bureau of Land Management's Miles City Field Office Resource Management Plan Amendment. Let me just pause for another second here again. Who was in charge of the BLM during the Biden regime? I mean, basically flip-flop, flat-top, liberal Senator John Tester. He got his hand-picked choice, the eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning, who was connected to that tree-spiking case, that tree-spiking eco-terrorism case in the early 90s, and then she lied about her actual role and involvement in that whole case. Remember? That got exposed during her confirmation hearings. John Tester handpicked her to run the BLM. Biden said, okay, John, who do you... Or whoever was running Biden went to John Tester and said, okay, you get your pick for the BLM. He put Tracy Stone Manning in charge of the BLM. And what did the eco-terrorists do? Effectively banned leasing in the Powder River Basin. Some of the most cleanest burning coal in the entire world. You notice she didn't want to ban coal-fired power in China, just here in America. Anyway, back to this op-ed here by Congressman Downing. So effectively, the Biden regime shuts down leasing in the Powder River Basin. The Trump administration quickly intervened, reopening this land for permitting. But as with any regulatory overhaul, the executive branch can only carry so much water. Much of the bureaucratic reform that any one administration enacts can be just as easily undone by the next administration. So that's why it's also important that Congress backs this up with legislation. Here is Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hegeman speaking on the floor of the House, yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise today in strong support of the Congressional Review Act joint resolutions that we are bringing forward to overturn the Biden administration's disastrous and radical resource management plans, beginning with H.J. Res. 104 to repeal the Miles City RMP in Montana to ensure continued access to the Powder River Basin. These Biden-era plans lacked balanced resource management and, in fact, are mineral withdrawals in disguise, which runs contrary to federal law. They lock up America's resources, kill jobs, and undermine energy security. The Miles City Resource Management Plan Amendment, combined with the Buffalo RMP amendment in Wyoming, bans future coal leasing across the Powder River Basin, which holds roughly 30% of our nation's coal reserves. The Powder River Basin does not just power Montana and Wyoming, however, but our nation at large. The Miles City plan strips away access to 37.8 billion short tons of coal, which is enough to meet U.S. demand for the next 73 years. The consequences are vast, including higher energy costs for American families, the loss of $46 million annually in Montana state revenue that supports public education, and the elimination of countless high-paying jobs that sustain rural communities. Wyoming knows this fight all too well, where the Buffalo Field Office was hit with the same environmentalist-driven lawsuits and agency overreach, with bureaucrats pushing no leasing alternatives that amount to nothing more than backdoor energy bans. To this day, I am still baffled and horrified that for 4 years, our government intentionally tried to impose energy poverty on the American people, all to please the vocal but minority climate lobby. When the Powder River Basin turns off, so does America. Energy security is national security. The Biden administration's RMPA undermines both. By restricting access to our own resources, it pushes America towards greater dependence on foreign nations, including our adversaries. I applaud Congressional Downing of Montana for introducing this joint resolution, which aligns with President Trump's executive orders to reinvigorate America's clean coal and unleash American energy, to restore strength to our energy policy and put the needs of his constituents and all Americans first. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution to restore American energy dominance. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the balance of my time.
All right, and of course, that effort did pass the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday, thanks to Republican support for those worker jobs, those high-wage workers, by the way, high-wage working jobs. It's important to point that out. You know what I love about, you know, jobs in, like, the coal industry, for example, or just mining in general? How many of you are listening in Butte right now and you work in mining or a job that is backed up by mining, an affiliated job, right? Well, what does that allow you to do? Look all around us in Montana, and you've got people coming to Montana from all over the world to enjoy the great outdoors here in Montana. Don't you want to enjoy the great outdoors here in Montana too? That's what these high-wage jobs allow you to do. You can go out there, you can get a fishing boat, you can get a pontoon boat, you can get your camper, you can get your side-by-side, you can get your freaking e-bike to pull your game out of the mountains if you want, right? That's what's so fun about living here in Montana is getting out on the water. I was out on Hungry Horse Reservoir over the weekend, and then we went down to Flathead and took our boat to the restaurant and just docked up and ate right there. It was so cool. That's what's so great about being here in Montana. That's why I'm so happy that I got to know our friends at Brett's RV and Marine and get a family pontoon boat. And, man, I just these memories, this time, you can't get it back. Now is the time to make memories. Check out brettsrv.com or drop in at their locations. You've got, of course, Billings, Butte, and Missoula, or check out brettsrv.com.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Democratic New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone introduced a resolution this week to honor New Jersey-born singer Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Pallone wants Congress to honor Springsteen for releasing Born to Run 50 years ago this summer. It's the boss's signature song and the title track from his third album. In a statement, Pallone said that, quote, "My resolution recognizes what fans have known for decades, that his music belongs not just to New Jersey, but to the heart and soul of the nation." It's unclear if the Republican-controlled Congress will vote to approve Pallone's resolution for Springsteen, who has been a supporter of Democrats in the past. Quote, "Bruce Springsteen didn't just write an album, he wrote an anthem for the American dream," said Pallone. Come on, with the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Taxpayers are getting mixed messages here in Montana following the legislative session. Some lawmakers claim the budget grew spending less than 2%. Other lawmakers have argued that this session, quote, blew up the budget with double-digit mega spending growth. What's the answer? Well, we're going to hear from Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute. He joins us on Thursday's Montana Talks statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m. Plus, we'll have the phone lines open for you.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I want to bash prayer. They want to take away your gun rights. They never actually want to talk school safety and school security. We do. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, with an injection of government payments and strong livestock prices, this week USDA reported net farm income is projected to increase nearly 41% in 2025, despite financial challenges facing crop producers. Considered a broad measure of profits, net farm income is forecast at $179.5 billion this year, or up $52 billion, or nearly 41% higher than 2024. If the net farm income holds, it would be the second highest recorded, following $197.7 billion in 2022. Yet, USDA economist Kerry Litkowski says the good news for the overall agricultural economy masks some challenges in the sector, especially for crop producers.
Specifically, it's reflecting payments that were appropriated in the American Relief Act of 2025 that was for economic and disaster assistance for losses that were incurred by farmers in 2023 and 2024. So this includes both payments that have already been made in 2025, as well as additional anticipated payments made under programs such as the Emergency Commodity Assistance, Emergency Livestock Relief, and Supplemental Disaster Relief programs.
Now, farm cash receipts for livestock producers are forecast to increase $30 billion this year, or over 11% higher than last year, while cash receipts for crop producers are projected to fall $6.1 billion, or 2.5%, with lower prices for soybeans, corn, and wheat. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers join Montana Livestock Auction for their Cream of the Crop One sale on Friday, September 5th. It's one of America's best, and this year will feature over 2,500 head of top-quality yearlings and calves off cows. The cattle market continues to be at record highs, and high-quality cattle are in high demand, so Ramsey, Montana is the place to be on September 5th, whether you're buying or selling. Sale time is 9 a.m. For more information and to see the consignments already on the books, visit MontanaLivestockAuction.com.
At Ag West, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
Well, as the sugar beet harvest gets underway across our region, it looks like the U.S. International Trade Commission is maintaining the suspension agreements on Mexican sugar that protect U.S. producers. The American Sugar Alliance says that sugar remains an essential ingredient for American consumers and food manufacturers, and U.S. farmers and workers are proud to produce sugar right here in America. And finally this morning, the fiscal year 2026 budgets and the dues rates received unanimous approval recently by the Board of Directors of the American Sheep Industry Association. ASI President Ben LaFelt of Montana expressed appreciation for the work of the American Wool Council to draft a successful wool trust budget, as well as ASI office support for both wool, legislative, and membership services budgets. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. What are we going to talk about next? Why don't you tell us? Give us a call, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let me go check the app messages here in just a second here as we get into the Fox News update. I'll listen to the Fox News update, check the app messages, see if we got anything from you guys. I always like to hear what you want to talk about, what's sticking out to you in the news out there this morning. It was kind of interesting listening to some of the primetime lineup on Fox News last night, listening to some of the highlights here earlier this morning. Sometimes I try to catch it live, but I at least try to catch it here in the early morning hours as part of my normal batch of show prep. You know, you read the news, you're checking in on X, and then listening to the primetime coverage in the background. And kind of interesting because a lot of what we talked about right here on this show in the early morning hours yesterday are what still dominated the primetime coverage last night. You know, tampon Tim Walz basically joking about wishing that Trump was dead. But then, of course, the primetime lineup had some new additions. The liberal late night supposedly comedians, they also had some just, you know, bad coverage. It just wasn't even funny, where they also kind of kept weighing in on this stupid conspiracy theory that somehow Donald Trump, because he doesn't do a 3-hour press conference for one day, the Democrats were basically wishing that he was dead. Anyway, here you go. Here's Greg Gutfeld last night. This was on the Gutfeld program. He truly now is the king of late night, but he put together a little montage just showing some of these late night non-comedian talk shows.
And even the twitching corpses of late night weighed in. I was shocked to learn that this weekend, the biggest story was frenzied social media rumors speculating whether Donald Trump had died. For the record, Donald Trump is very much alive, okay? And no, we like our presidents alive.
Good old JD. 8 years, the words Trump daddy lights up like a Christmas tree. Everyone gets all worked up. Here's the thing. Donald Trump will never die. Forget it. He's like Dracula. He's going to keep sucking the life out of us forever.
Sucking the life out of us. That's the wrong pronoun. It's you, not us. You're like a guy at a bar blaming everyone for your debt, your relationships, your unemployment, but never the 12 shots of cheap whiskey you just downed.
All right, Greg Gutfeld had just a hilarious monologue on that very topic. But Gutfeld made kind of a similar point that I was making yesterday, where the Democrats need Trump. They wake up every morning just hating Trump. They can't wait till they get their daily dose of Trump so they can run on anger and hatred and the fumes that somehow keep them going. More. All right, Caden, you can go ahead and send us that next caller. We'll get our caller in the queue here. In the meantime, here is Greg Gutfeld talking about it. By the way, this will be the unwoke moment of the day here. So earmuffs, kids, if you might be offended by this soundbite here from Greg Gutfeld talking about the Democrats' death porn when it comes to Trump. Oh, let me cue it up here. Hold on. There we go.
So they find comfort in these fantasies. Call it Trump death porn. And like real porn, it made them feel good for a minute, but then they feel empty and alone as they wipe up the mess with a Harris and Waltz t-shirt. I know. Sorry, douchebags. Trump is alive and kicking, and what he's kicking is your ass, and you deserve it. After all, you're still a Democrat, even after knowing that your party covered up Biden's mental demise. The party hid a walking corpse while others ran the show. That might be the biggest political scandal in this nation's history, bigger than Obama eating Bo, the White House dog. I get it. You hate Trump, but you gotta hate this betrayal more, Democrats. They told you a guy with dementia was president, and you bought it, and you're never gonna live that down.
All right, the Democrats' death porn. That was Greg Gutfeld. Into the phone lines we go. Nancy in Roundup, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, a lot. I'm very concerned and worried about this Chinese summit.
and American energy. It looks like the globalists, the elites, and even the United Nations, and you got China, you got Russia, you got Iran, they're ganging up on us. What I'm concerned about is that, and India also, I'm sorry, but India has come out and said they're not going to be dominated by the United States anymore, and Trump is trying to get them to buy our gas and oil products instead of from Russia. And in the future, is there actually going to be a market for American energy products? Because it looks like they even came out during the summit and said that they would actually go to war against the West, because that's what this summit was. It was an anti-Western American summit gathering. They said that, openly said that they're going to go to war in order to get their way for a one world order. One way or the other, these people want a one world order with a Chinese type style of government. And so I'm very concerned about this. What our Congressman Troy Downing has done is fantastic. But is there going to be a future market for American energy products? It's, you know, we're being so ganged up. I mean, come on, China and India alone make up one-third of the world's population. I mean, this is really getting serious, Aaron. It's causing me, you know, some consternation here. What do you think?
Yeah, very interesting topic. I really like President Trump's response. And Nancy, thanks for the call. I really like President Trump's response to China's posturing and tough talk. China was basically, you know, saying, well, look at what we did. We repelled a foreign invader in the past. In big part, thanks to us, the
Arsky. Medical debt can be a huge burden, and while there are new protections in place to limit the impact on consumers' credit scores, it still remains a problem. If you owe money on medical bills, there are some steps that you can take to shed your debt. First, talk to your medical providers about setting up a reasonable payment plan that has you making payments that are reasonable based on your income. Providers will often work with patients who are left footing a large bill when their insurance won't pick up the tab. Maybe you got stuck with a hefty hospital bill you know will take years to pay off. And if that's the case, talk to someone in charge and see if it's possible to negotiate that sum down. If you can prove that it will take you a really long time to pay your full bill, you might be able to negotiate with the facility. You can also consolidate your medical debt with a personal loan. Perhaps try to borrow a lump sum and pay it back in installments under a fixed interest rate. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Nancy, thanks for the call. I know I was short on time there, heading right into that break. But I, you know, at the end of the day, look, this whole Russia-China summit, and I'll see if I can cue up a Fox News Radio story here, kind of as for a little bit more insight and scene setter here on this one. This is the normal posturing that you're going to see out of Russia and China, you know, especially as President Trump is pressuring Putin into a peace deal with Ukraine. So you're going to, you know, see, of course, some attempted posturing there from Putin and from Russia, China. You're always going to see the posturing. But, yeah, I love President Trump's response. I don't have the tweet or the Truth Social post in front of me right now. But I love President Trump's response where he basically here's the thing is Trump knows that you have to play tough with these guys, that you don't show weakness, that you don't back down to their posturing, which is exactly what this is. It's posturing. It's not a, I don't believe it's a real threat right now, but I just believe it's posturing. And so when but what China was doing was they were basically celebrating, you know, kind of a moment in Chinese history where China was saying, look at us, look at how strong we are as a nation. Look at how we had repelled this foreign invader. But you remember, it was the United States of America who helped them repel that invasion. And that was basically the point that Trump made. Oh, you guys are sitting there saying how tough you are. Look at what we did. You would not have been able to do that without the United States of America. In fact, maybe this is an audio soundbite here. Let me cue this one up for you here. All right, here we go. So this was from, let's see, this was from, make sure I got my right input here on my board. So President Trump sounding off as the leaders of, oh, this is Russia and North Korea meet in China for a military parade. This is Peter Ducey.
My relationship with all of them is very good.
You'd never know it based on President Trump's Truth Social post to Xi. Please give my warmest regards to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un as you conspire against the United States of America. China's military might was on full display in Tiananmen Square as 10,000 Chinese troops marched in formation alongside nuclear weapons, hypersonic missiles, and even robot wolves. Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un were among 26 world leaders in the stands. President Trump was not invited.
All right. Yeah, I was hoping that might have included what President Trump's response was on his Truth Social post. Let me see. Maybe here is a soundbite. Let's see.
I thought it was a beautiful ceremony. I thought it was very, very impressive. But I understood the reason they were doing it, and they were hoping I was watching, and I was watching. My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two.
All right, there you go. I thought I would find that specific soundbite. Here's another one here from Monica Crowley. She was on with Jesse Waters Prime Time. She is the chief of protocol for the U.S. So oftentimes when you see these foreign dignitaries show up at the White House, if you see a blonde woman out there greeting these foreign dignitaries as they arrive in their motorcades, that's Monica Crowley.
For 4 years, essentially ignored American foreign policy and allowed these two superpowers who are adversarial to the United States to float closer together.
All right, so there she was basically highlighting how the Biden regime brought Russia and China closer together instead of trying to create more of a wedge on that front. All right, next caller on the phone lines, we got Tom in Billings. Tom, what's your thoughts?
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
You know, you are right. It's all posturing between China, North Korea, Russia, Iran. You know, they want to flex. All it is, you know, they're flexing their muscles. People got to remember, and I love Nancy, and I want to give her a little bit of. You know, solace here. This is the United States of America. Over 249 years ago, we beat the entire empire, the most largest, most powerful empire in the nation. You think these people want to go to nuclear war? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's, you know, we got to make sure that it doesn't happen.
States of America.
Yeah, we got to make sure that it doesn't happen. Yeah, no, I appreciate your call, appreciate your point. Yeah, that's why that conversation we had with Senator Steve Daines here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show yesterday was so important, talking about the importance and the significance of Malmstrom Air Force Base and our nuclear defense mission here in Montana, and the importance of getting this Sentinel missile system upgrade up and running. And as Senator Daines pointed out, because to Nancy's point, though, is, I agree with you, Tom, that this is posturing by China. I'm more concerned about the fact that India and Prime Minister Modi, from a trade standpoint, still wants to work so closely with the Russians and the Chinese. I know the Trump administration is working hard to try to create more of a wedge there. And I'm thankful that Vice President J.D. Vance, because of his wife's nationality and family background, and his kids, frankly, shared nationality and family background, that he, I think, has been a key, key role in building more relationships with India. But I think that to me on the trade front is more concerning, that because the Trump administration is trying to create a wedge between, India and Russia and China, because basically, India is a massive economy, massive population. And so if they want to keep buying Russian energy, well, Russia will still be able to continue bankrolling their war effort and much more. So that's why the Trump administration is trying to create a wedge there. But, yeah, we need to be creating more relationships with India, because India, especially for our pulse crop producers out there, you know, India, you know, lentils, things like that, is big partner on that front, a big buyer of those types of pulse crops, or hopefully more of a bigger buyer down the road. But certainly when it comes to the nuclear security posture, that's why this Sentinel missile system upgrade here in Montana is so important. And also, like as Senator Daines pointed out yesterday, look, the whole, you know, if you look at the history of nuclear weapons and national security, all of our treaties, all of our systems were basically designed in a head-to-head Cold War style U.S. versus the Soviet Union. But China is rapidly advancing their military, rapidly building up their nuclear weapons, and the old infrastructure, and when I say infrastructure, we're talking about not just the old infrastructure that you can physically see as you travel across Montana when you see these nuclear missile silos, but the old infrastructure even being some of these treaties and these agreements, international agreements. That old infrastructure was designed for a U.S.-Soviet style matchup. And now look at all of the other threats that are out there on the horizon right now and what China is doing right now. So that's why President Trump, he took a lot of heat in his first term for modernizing this infrastructure. And when I say infrastructure, scrapping old agreements and fighting for a new understanding that has America and the world's security interests, frankly, at heart. All right. You never know what we're going to talk about here on Montana Talks. That's why we love taking your phone calls, love getting your messages on the Montana Talks app as well. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's see. Another point that Nancy brought up was, you know, who are we going to have for customers for our energy? Hey, that's, again, where, look, what did Joe Biden do? He and the European leftists made the Europeans dependent on Russia for their energy. So the Europeans were funding their own attacker in Russia and in Vladimir Putin. And Donald Trump warned them, didn't he? And the German delegation laughed at him and mocked him. And then what happened? Well, they became dependent on Russia. And then they were sending their money to Russia to fund the very invasion against them. But now, President Trump, back in office, America First energy policies, which are also helping Europe. Now Europe is looking to purchase more American energy and not be reliant on Russian energy. This is all just common sense, Adam Schiff here. If even I can figure this out from my little perch back here in Montana, how the heck can half the country not figure this out? And how the heck can such a massive chunk of American people still vote for the Democrat Party after all of this? It's just crazy when you think about it. All right, lots to talk about this morning here on this show. We'll go back to, Jen Psaki. She was weighing in on the Is Trump Alive conspiracy theory as well.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There's no human being on the face of this earth that takes up more space in people's heads than Donald J. Trump. I mean, he's got an entire party, the Democratic Party, on their heels on a daily basis because they bubble and fizz like Alka-Seltzer at every word that this man says. They cannot help themselves. The media mob, the legacy media mob, they don't realize that they're dead in terms of influence because of Donald Trump. I mean, he has forever tattooed the words fake and news into their foreheads. And no matter how hard they try, they're not going to be able to ever recover because nobody will ever trust them ever again.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, look at all Israel has been through, starting with October 7th. Look, the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans a day when you compare our population to their population. I mean, unimaginable harm. Tens and tens of thousands of Israelis have been displaced. The need for humanitarian assistance has never been greater. This is on top of years of having tens of thousands of rockets fired into border cities from the north and the south. I mean, they have so many enemies. They're fighting for their very survival. But thankfully, we have partnered proudly with the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground. They offer all the humanitarian assistance you can think of: food, water, shelter, clothing, medications. They're doing it all, but they still need your help, especially with so many people bombed out of their homes. Listen, let's be unified. Let's help the people of Israel in their time of need. Please go to their website, ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org today.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some hazy sunshine and some areas of smoke through the day today. High temperature readings, meanwhile, stay up around 77 from Bozeman to Billings. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies as temperatures fall off to about 43 to 45. Wednesday breezy out of the north into tonight for Billings. East Wednesday breezy in the Bozeman area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Okay, these Missoula man headlines, they're a lot like the Florida man headlines. Here's the latest one at MontanaTalks.com. Man steals tips and shows genitals to Missoula employee. You heard it right. This is a story out of Missoula. Would you be surprised if this wasn't the first time? Would you be surprised if I told you this guy is also at the Poverello Homeless Center? I know you're not surprised. Anyway, we've got that crazy story. MontanaTalks.com, another Missoula man story. Hi, Rick.
You got me.
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, Jen Psaki. You guys remember Jen Psaki? She was the White House press secretary for Joe Biden. And even Jen Psaki, who covered for the guy who people really wondered if he was alive. And it wasn't just because he disappeared for a day or two or didn't do a press conference, because the guy never did press conferences. Jen Psaki covered for the guy that everybody wondered how alive he was every freaking day for the entire 4 years he was in the White House. She was the press secretary for Joe Biden, of course. But anyway, even she was weighing in on the "Is Trump Alive?" conspiracy theory. This was from The Five on Fox yesterday.
Look, I get it. You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime, just so you know. There will be news.
Donald Trump will never die. Forget it. He's like Dracula. He's going to keep sucking the life out of us forever.
The biggest story was frenzied social media rumors speculating whether Donald Trump had died. For the record, Donald Trump is very much alive, okay? And no. We like our presidents alive.
And after covering for Joe Biden's obvious struggles in office, there were several from the Biden administration who made comments like this one. Jen Psaki now questioning Trump's health.
And look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public. But you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now.
See, here you go. Donald Trump. He does a three-hour press conference, actually cabinet meeting, 3 hours on camera, no breaks. That was last week. And then apparently he takes a break from the cameras for Labor Day weekend, like any decent American should also be doing. And they act like, oh, he's hiding from the people. Give me a break. You guys kept Joe Biden in the basement for not just his entire campaign, but for his entire presidency. Anyway, Jesse Waters, later on after that montage played on The Five, Jesse Waters had this to say on that very same segment.
First, they tried to kill him, and then they tried to have him die in prison, and now they're just waiting around for natural causes. That's their midterm strategy,
right?
Hoping Trump dies, which is good. It's not the egg prices, because I got a dozen for $5. The problem is, this guy is such a man of action, he takes Labor Day off, and they think he passed away. Where are the Democrats? You look around. I have Johnny out at the U.S. Open interviewing people about Trump, and we can't even name another Democrat who he'd match up against. What are they doing on crime? What are they doing to make their cities more beautiful? What are they doing about anything? In fact, it's not Trump who's dead. The Democrat Party is dead.
Great point. Great point. Let's see. There's one other soundbite I want to share for you here. I think we got time at least to get most of it snuck in here. All right, here you go. This is Stephen Miller. I think he was on with Sean Hannity last night.
President Trump has done more press conferences, more interviews, more transparency, more public accessibility, more hours and hours with the press. He live streams his cabinet meetings for nearly 4 hours. There's no human being in the history of politics who has made themselves more available to the press and the public than President Trump, or who has demonstrated more stamina in public life. I can tell you that every single person who works for him in the White House is outworked by him. He is the first one to call us in the morning, in the early hours of the morning. He is the last one to call us far past midnight on every single work project, whether it's trade, whether it's national security, whether it's the border, whether it's crime, whether it's public safety, whether it is making our cities beautiful again.
Yeah, you name it. That's the point he's making here. No human being in the history of politics who has made themselves more available to the press and the public than President Trump. Congressman Ryan Zinke would tell you the same thing. He says he will get phone calls at like 3 in the morning, late at night.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.